Can you talk about the trial looking at partial breast irradiation?
Well, that's a very exciting trial. We've, at our institution at Virginia Commonwealth University, have been very much involved with it. We did a large number of patients on the trial for the Mammocyte device, and so we're very interested in it. And we really pushed the idea with the NSABP of either, we were sort of facing a point of no return, and that was we were either going to have to allow those patients to be on our systemic treatment trials, or we were going to have to address the question and answer it once and for all to determine whether, in fact, partial breast radiotherapy would be equivalent to whole breast radiotherapy in terms of local recurrences. And that's really the point of the trial. There was obviously a lot of politics involved in finally getting it together and getting it to go, but it will allow any one of three different techniques of partial breast radiotherapy, either external beam conformal radiation or the Mammocyte device or catheter brachytherapy, interstitial is what some people call that. And the neat thing about this technique is, particularly for women who travel a distance to a medical center to get radiation, by shortening the treatment from 6 weeks of daily treatments to 5 treatments given twice a day over a period of less than a week, it really could be a very important benefit to women who otherwise may choose to have a mastectomy because of the inconvenience of standard radiotherapy.
What's the entry criteria for the study going to be?
It's going to be quite liberal. Obviously, you have to have a negative margin. The geometry has to be suitable, particularly if the Mammocyte device is planned. DCIS will be included. I think the patients have to have fewer than 4 positive nodes. Course, which many places feel needs to get regional radiotherapy, which wouldn't be achieved by partial breast. But the criteria will be fairly liberal, and there are also going to be very stringent quality controls put in with review of a lot of the cases centrally and so forth to make sure that if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right, just like we did with the Sentinel Node study. There's no point in taking a technique and messing it up and doing it wrong and showing that it doesn't work as well. We want to make sure that we maximize the chances of having it give us the right answer, and that is to do the techniques properly.
And the type of PBI will be up to the individual participating physician?
Yes. I think that it's going to be required in order to be a site that each site be able and qualified to do 2 of the 3 different approaches. And I think that's important because particularly for the Mammocyte, the size and shape of the cavity become an issue, and some patients can't use the Mammocyte, so I think you have to have an alternate to that available.
What's your preferred technique?
We do a lot of Mammocyte, and that's because Dr. Doug Arthur, who's one of our radiation oncologists who does a lot of our breast treatment, has been very much involved with the technique from the beginning. But we also have a really wonderful radiation physics group, and they do some patients with conformal treatment.
It seems like it might be a little bit of a difficult randomization.
Yes. And I think, you know, we're in a situation where patients come to our center because they know that we've done this a lot and that's what they want. I think, to go back a lot of years, it's no harder than randomizing patients between mastectomy and lumpectomy. I think if you're intellectually honest and say that this is a new and promising technique, but we don't really know whether it works as effectively as whole breast radiotherapy or whether we're going to pay a price in terms of increased local recurrences, and discuss that with the patient in an honest way, not anything hokey, that they will agree to be randomized. I think there will be some patients who, due to constraints of where they live or their decreased mobility or old age, etc., may not want to be randomized and may prefer to have the partial breast radiotherapy in a compressed time scale. We faced this when we did the neoadjuvant trial. If, you know, when we explained this to the patients, some patients said, oh, yeah, I want that neoadjuvant stuff. And then you had to start over again and say, no, no, you don't get to choose that. You get randomized. And other patients said, I don't want this tumor sitting here not being removed. So it really, I mean, I think if you talk to patients honestly and tell them what you know and what you don't know, rather than trying to sell something, I think that randomization will be able to be done.
What are some of the pitfalls of the Mammocyte technique?
I think there's a potential for infection, although we've seen I've only had one case that's been a problem. I think for the patients who have the device inserted intraoperatively, there's a potential for wasting the device if the pathology or the cavity turn out not to be suitable, which is why in our institution, the radiation oncologist put the device in post hoc after assessing the cavity in the breast by planning CT. I think there's some patients with some of these techniques that get a little bit more fibrosis in the area of the treatment than they would if they had whole breast radiotherapy. So again, that'll be one of the things that'll be important to look at in a trial as to whether or not it's cosmetically superior or cosmetically inferior to whole breast radiotherapy. With the interstitial technique, patients sometimes get pockmarks in the breast. So, you know, I think there is some downside to it. And again, that's why you do a randomized trial to see how things balance out.
How long post-op do you wait, or does the radiation oncologist wait to insert the device?
Basically, we wait till we get the final pathology, and then we have to make some decisions about the other adjuvant systemic treatment that we want them to get, because the sequencing is different, obviously. We don't do it after they've gotten chemotherapy. They have to reverse the normal sequence, but usually within a few weeks. We want to get the final pathology, and they want to treat when there's still a seroma cavity present in order to insert the balloon, if that's the technique that they're using.
So is chemotherapy delayed until after this is done?
Right. But it shouldn't be a significant or harmful delay because the technique only takes 5 days.